This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Why has the stock market been falling this year? The answer is China's economy grew by 6.9% in 2015. That's the smallest increase of any year since 1990, but it is the target the Chinese government has been trying to hit for an economy in transition. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai on the story behind those numbers.
First, the bad news about China's shifting economy.
The risk is if the government doesn't do enough structural reform, you wind up with lower and lower growth, higher and higher debt, and pretty soon you wind up looking like Japan in the early 1990s.
Arthur Krober manages Gavikel Dragonomics in Beijing. He predicts that in 2016, China's economy will see a turning point for the worse.
We expect to see factory closures and bankruptcies and layoffs in these heavy industrial sectors to accelerate this year by quite a lot.
Krober estimates 5 to 7 million layoffs for China's heavy industry. Now, the good news.
The reason I'm positive longer term in China is that basically you do have a high savings rate and you do have the capital now in the country.
JFP Holdings manager Jack Perkowski says the challenge is to distribute that money to the private sector through the capital market. But if the first part of 2016 is any indication, letting the market do its job has been difficult for China's Taipei leadership. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.